On September 14th, Atco Records in America released an album produced by Phil Spector with Eric Clapton and some friends. It's called Derek and the Dominoes. On one track, Tell the Truth, George Harrison plays guitar. On September 25th, Ringo Starr releases his second LP on Apple Records, produced in Nashville, Tennessee, by legendary steel guitarist Pete Drake.
Well, I was trying to get it together over here, which is really silly, you know. And I was trying to fly in like 12 guys from Nashville and all that rubbish. And suddenly I was playing on George's album, and Pete Drake was there. I was talking to him about it, and he said, well, look here, son, why don't you come over to Nashville? And I'll get it together in a week. And I said, oh, come on, you can't do an album in a week. It's impossible. And he says, well, Dylan's only took 2 days. So I said, OK, you go back, fix it up, and I'll fly out. And I flew out about 10 days later. We did the album in 2 nights.
This one is a charming collection of barstool country material, some written especially for the occasion. All of Nashville's great and famous session men played on the tracks. Ringo, as we know, has always had a love for cowboys and country music, and here again a dream comes true. Here's Ringo with the title track.
I left Louisiana, I had me big plans to go out and take me all over this land. To see me the world, I left my sweet girl. Gave it a whirl, but now here I stand. Alongside the road, with holes in my soul, in my shoes, and buku's the blue. The freedom should bring. I see me today, but no yesterday, for I threw away my most precious things. I see me a man who's lonely, wants only to lose. Buku's of blue.
Here's Ringo again with another from the album that took just 2 days to record.
I brought her here from Arkansas, a simple country girl, to try a Californian way of life. But it didn't take her long to learn the ways of the modern world. Now she's California's fastest moving wife. She's working on it all the time, and soon she'll finish me, and the world's saddest man will live here in Los Angeles. Of all the things she's ever done, she's making this her best. I got the fastest growing heartache in the West. Till we came here, no man would ever touch a heart but me. She'd never tasted any lips but mine. But I know now, men have seen what only I should see. Since her lips have tasted Californian wine. Los Angeles. Of all the things she's ever done, she's making this her best. I got the fastest growing heartache in the West.
On November 30th, 1970, Apple releases George Harrison's third album, All Things Must Pass. It's put out just in time for Christmas, something the Beatles had failed to do for several years, and in doing so, it sold very well. The price was high because of the three records, but people bought it in the millions, and George made a literal fortune. The album was produced by Phil Spector and has a layered, expansive sound quite different from George's other recorded works.
You see, the good thing with Phil, for me, was that I've always loved everything, you know, all those Phil Spector records, I always liked that. In fact, some of the things I was producing before my own album, I was sort of trying to figure out how he did all that. So it was good because, first of all, you definitely need, an artist definitely needs somebody in the control booth, because you can spend hours routining a song with musicians and come into the control box and find that it's a terrible sound. So you really need somebody, not... Ideally, you need somebody who's sympathetic to what you know. So Phil was great for that. Phil worked on all the sessions for the basic tracks. I did all the overdubs without him, and then he came back and mixed it with me.
George had said the White Album was too long and should have been only one record. Some critics felt the same about All Things Must Pass. The session people included Klaus Voormann on bass, Ringo, Alan White, and Ginger Baker on drums, Procol Harum's vocalist and singer Gary Brooker, and members of Derek and the Dominoes. Bob Dylan was in during the recording and co-wrote I'd Have You Anytime with George. The session also included Dylan's If Not For You. The most famous track, in more ways than one, was My Sweet Lord, which became a number one hit worldwide and was said to be similar to the Chiffons' He's So Fine. The writers sued and won.
In many ways, a lot of songs sound similar to a lot of other songs. I mean, I wasn't consciously, you know, aware of that at the time, although when the record came out and got a lot of airplay and then people started talking about it, I thought, oh, you know, why didn't I realize, you know? Because, I mean, it would have been dead easy for me just to change a note or so here or there, so I wasn't consciously going out to do that. But I kept trying to say to my lawyers, look, if there's any song that was My Sweet Lord was a cop off, it was Oh Happy Day, because it was the spirit of that Oh Happy Day. I just loved that record. It was fantastic.
He's so fine.
Oh, yeah.
Gotta be mine.
Oh, yeah.
Sooner or later.
Oh, yeah.
I hope it's not later.
Oh, yeah.
We've got to get together.
Oh, yeah.
The sooner the better.
Oh, yeah.
I just can't wait. I just can't wait to be held in his arms.
I mean, the thing is, for me, I don't feel bad about it, guilty about it, because It'd be different if it was the only tune I ever wrote. I've written enough songs and I've, you know, enough faith in myself, and I know the motive behind writing the song in the first place wasn't to go and steal some tune. So I'm cool.
George explains in his book, I, Me, Mine, that Isn't It a Pity is about what happens when a relationship hits a down point. He says, It was a chance to realize that if I felt somebody had let me down, then there's a good chance I was letting someone else down. We all tend to break each other's hearts, taking and not giving back. The track What Is Life was for Billy Preston in 1969. George wrote it very quickly on his way to the Olympic studio in London when he was producing one of Billy's albums for Apple. Because of the situation at the session, George felt awkward in saying that he'd just written a pop song while Billy and the other musicians were playing some funky material. So George saved it for this album. On the album, George uses a lot of slide guitar. The slide is used here on Dylan's If Not For You.
sad and blue. If not for you, if not for you, late at night could see me wide awake. The day would surely have to break. If not for you, if not for you, if not for you, my sky would fall, rain would gather too. Without your love, I'd be no not for you. The winter would hold no spring. Couldn't hear a robin sing. I just wouldn't have a clue. If not for you, not for you. The winter would hold no spring. Couldn't hear a robin sing. I just wouldn't have a clue. If not for you, not for you,
the title track, All Things Must Pass, was George's attempt to do a Robbie Robertson type of song. About the lyrics, he says that it's the same message that has been written for centuries by mystics, philosophers, and even by Timothy Leary in his psychedelic poems.
Clouds doesn't last all day.
On December 11th, 1970, Apple releases John Lennon Plastic Ono Band. It takes the critics by surprise after his other solo efforts. It has no title on the cover, just a pastoral picture of John and Yoko sitting under a tree. On the same day, Apple releases Yoko Ono Plastic Ono Band with the same cover. John's album opens with funeral chimes, then moves into a lament about his late mother Julia. During this period, John had been going through Arthur Janov's primal scream therapy, and it shows in the way he wrote and sang this song.
But I never left you.
In contrast to the rest of the album, John wrote a couple of charming, optimistic pieces. The next song explains John's disillusionment with idols and ideologies, from I Ching, Bob Dylan, Elvis, and the Bible, from tarot to the Beatles themselves. After hearing this song, anyone who thought the Beatles would reunite thought again.
Yoko, me. reality. Dream is over. What can I say?
We're all God, you know. I mean, Christ said, the kingdom of heaven is within you. And that's what it means, you know. And the Indians say that, and the Zen people say that. It's a basic thing of religion. We're all God. I'm not a God or the God, not the God. But we are all God, and we're all potentially divine and potentially evil. We all have everything within us. And the kingdom of heaven is nigh and within us, you know. And if you look hard enough, you see it.
Love, in John's roundabout way, is a Valentine love poem to Yoko. The album had a depressed feeling to it. Nonetheless, it was widely acclaimed and welcomed. On the sessions were Ringo and Klaus Voormann, with a little help from Billy Preston and Phil Spector. John played all guitars and piano. On December 31st, 1970, Paul McCartney starts high court proceedings to end the Beatles' partnership. He issues a writ seeking a declaration that the partnership, the Beatles and Company, formed in April 1967, ought to be dissolved and a receiver be appointed.
For me, I want to get out of the contract. I think the group's finished. We've split, and everything that we ever earned or that we were ever in should now be split, I think.
On January 9th, My Sweet Lord by George Harrison is the top single record in America. And his new three-record set reaches the top spot on the album charts. On February 19th, Apple releases a brand new record from Paul and Linda McCartney. There was much questioning about Linda's writing credit. The Evening Standard reports that half the copyright is being claimed by McLenn Music Limited and the other half by a company called McCartney Incorporated. New York session man David Spinoza is featured on electric guitar. The chord changes and melody are again pure McCartney.
Every day she takes a morning bath, she wets her hair, wraps a towel around her as she's heading for the bedroom chair. It's just another day, slipping into stockings, stepping into shoes, dipping in the pocket of her raincoat. It's just another day. The office where the papers grow, she takes a break, drinks another coffee, and she finds it hard to stay awake. It's just another day. It's just another day. Thank you. Every day she takes a morning bath, she wets her hair, wraps a towel around her as she's heading for the bedroom chair. It's just another day. Slipping into stockings, stepping into shoes, dipping in the pocket of her raincoat. Oh, it's just another day.
On March 12th, the British High Court appoints a receiver to handle the Beatles' assets and also prevented Alan Klein from any further role in the management of the group's affairs. Also on March 12th, Apple releases a new single by John Lennon and the Plastic Ono Band, produced by John, Yoko, and Phil Spector. The peace movement took a hiatus as John and Yoko were pictured with upraised clenched fists and were adorned with Japanese riot helmets on the sleeve and ads. The song was a genuine cry for all the underprivileged. The background vocals were by Rosetta Hightower and a chorus of 44.
asking to be loved. Love is you. You and me. Love is knowing we can be. Love is free.
On April 9th, Ringo releases a new 45 produced by George Harrison. This catchy piece captures the old Beatles sound again. Ringo gives his view on how he wrote it.
It don't come easy. It's been going around for years. See, I'm a very slow writer. I usually get a first verse, and then I find it impossible to get anywhere else with the song, you know, and then suddenly I'm sitting down again. I can't get up and say, well, now I'm going to write. I just have to be around a guitar or a piano with my famous three chords, and it just comes, you know. Usually what I do, if I'm in the mood, I put me tape on, if I've got a tune, and then I play the same tune like 100 times with different words, all on the tape, then I take the tape off and get it all typed out, and then I pick the lines, what I'll put together, you know.
Even
On May 28th, Apple releases Ram, a new LP from Paul McCartney. Supposedly, Paul had recorded the album and was ready to release it, but heard George's All Things Must Pass and decided to go back into the studio again to work on it because he was so impressed with George's album. The title track features Paul on ukulele. This track was released in America as a single and became a huge hit. Written by Paul and Linda, it touches base with Yellow Submarine and other Beatle textures of the past. It features Dave Spinoza again and Huey McCracken on guitars and Denny Sywell on drums.
We're so sorry, Uncle Albert. We're so sorry if we caused you any pain. We're so sorry, Uncle Albert, but there's no one left at home, and I believe I'm gonna rain. So sorry, but we haven't heard a thing all day. We're so sorry, Uncle Albert. But if anything should happen, we'll be sure to give a ring.
hollow halls, it notified me. He had to have a bath or he couldn't get to sea. I had another look and I had a cup of tea and a butter pie.
Butter pie?
The butter wouldn't melt, so I put it in the pie.
All right. All right.
Is considered by some to be the best on the album and features the New York Philharmonic, arranged by George Martin. Paul's love of the Beach Boys sound is brought out once again.
Speed along the highway, honey, I want it my way, but listen to her daddy's song. Don't stay too long. Ooh, we're just busy hiding, sitting in the back seat of my
looking
car.
Looking for a riding on a looking for a riding on a looking for a
the lazy lights are pretty. We may end up in Mexico City, but listen to her dad.
City, sitting in the back seat of my car.